Sanhedrin, Perek Yud Aleph, Mishnah Gimel. Regarding a Zaken Mamre, the Mishnah tells us, Chomer b'divrei sofrim mi b'divrei Torah. It is more severe when he is rebellious regarding divrei sofrim. Divrei sofrim here doesn't mean a derabanan, it means the words of the Chachamim, that is to say the drushos of Chachamim, the things that the Chachamim derive from the Torah and are considered on a biblical, a deraisa level, are more severe than divrei Torah, things that are explicit in the Torah. For example, the Mishnah says, Omer ain't tefillin. Somebody says there's no such thing as tefillin, even though tefillin are explicit in the Torah. Kedei lavra al divrei Torah, and he's in violation of the words of the Torah themselves, pater. That's not a zaken mamre. That's just somebody who's not following the Torah. However, when it comes to divrei sofrim, such as chamesh totafos, instead of saying that there are four compartments in the shel rosh tefillin, he says there's five, which is not explicit in the Torah. It's something that we derive from the words of the Chumash. Lahosif al divrei sofrim, to add on to which the sofrim said that there's only four, that he would be chaya for. There's a dispute among the Mefarshim as to whether or not tefillin is an exception, and whether or not normally the issue of Zaken Mamre is only relevant to things and where there's a chi of kares, a chi of chatas, or and not to less severe things. And that's still going to be an exception. And there's some of the opinions, some are not of that opinion.